Is list building needed in wholesaling houses? Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about, is list building necessary in wholesaling houses? I want to clear a few things up. There are some controversies going on around about whether you need to engage in list building for your business in real estate wholesaling and wholesaling houses or not. There's some gurus saying it's not necessary. Some people are saying in their cases, well, if you don't have a deal, it doesn't matter. Well, you know, I don't know how that's necessarily making up a case. But yes, on this episode, I want to talk to you about if list building is necessary for wholesale houses. If you're brand new here, I definitely want to encourage you to subscribe first and make sure you go through my other videos on the fundamentals of wholesaling. I want you to go through the 7 steps, attraction marketing, 3 P's, the 3 C's. These are fundamental things that you want to know when it comes to building a wholesaling real estate business, okay? But today I want to focus a little bit more on if list building is necessary in wholesaling. Now, what's list building? Well, first of all, before I get into what's list building, what is wholesaling houses? Just in case you're brand new to this old concept. Wholesaling houses simply means you are picking up properties. In other words, you're putting them under contract at a set price that's lower than an amount that you're selling to another person, okay? So it's still buying low, sell high, but there's no fixing, nothing. You're not doing any work in between. You're just securing very, very good deals, okay? You're putting, you're acquiring equitable interest in properties by putting them under contract at a set price that's lower, and then you're selling it, that equitable interest, you're selling it to an end buyer. It could be a cash buyer. It's an investor. You're selling it to somebody for a wholesale price still. So they're still creating a deal out of it, okay? So it's a win-win-win for the person that originally owns the property. Obviously, you're going to make some spread in between how much you're picking up the property under contract for and how much you're selling that contract or that equitable interest, right? How much you're selling that for. That spread in between is your money, so it's a win for you, but it's also a win for the buyer because they get to pick up a property at the wholesale price, okay? So it's a win-win-win. Now, as simple as just said it, there are 3 parties involved. There's the seller, there's you, and there's the buyer, right? You're not acting on their behalf. You're not acting as a fiduciary agent, okay? You don't have your interest is profit, okay? You're not representing them. A realtor can still represent them. You're essentially, technically buying the house. You're buying the equitable interest in the house with the contract, and then you're doing whatever you want with that contract because that contract can be worth a lot more than the amount that you put on the contract. So that's what wholesaling is. So the question is list building necessary in wholesaling? Okay. Now, why am I qualified to share this with you? I have extensive, more than an average human being experience in wholesaling houses. I did it successfully, and I did it using short sale, negotiating with the bank and this all the sort of things, and flipping houses, not even just to cash buyers alone, but even to retail buyers. Okay, retail buyers that's looking to purchase a property for $200,000, I get to sell them houses at $150,000, $160,000, $170,000, and they're happy about it because they're picking up properties at the wholesale price. Okay. And I've had situations where I pick up a contract, I put a house under contract, and I keep it to rehab it a few times, but in most cases, I just mark it up and I flip that property to somebody. So that's what wholesaling houses is. So there are 2 types of individuals you're dealing with as a facilitator of this whole thing, and you're dealing with a motivated seller. By the way, you only want to deal with motivated sellers. That means somebody that has ownership of a property that they absolutely need to get rid of. They need to get rid of it. They need to get it off their books. And that person, they need to get rid of that property as of yesterday. That's a motivated seller, okay? They don't care about making money. They typically don't have an equity in the property. If they did, it's not money for them. As a matter of fact, it's a liability for them. This ownership of this property is taking money out of their pocket. It's taking peace out of their mind, right? It's taking away their peace of mind. And those are the kind of things that will make somebody become a motivated seller. So it's either they have a distressed property or they are a distressed seller, they have a distressed situation, and this property is the sole reason for that distressed situation. They need to get rid of it. That's a motivated seller. So can you build a list of motivated sellers? Well, there's a list for that already, and that's what we call pre-foreclosure list, divorce list, like public record list of people that will be going through things like this, probate list, right? And these things are at the courthouses, okay? Now, if you're hearing the noise, sorry about that. I have the furnace all of a sudden start the noise in front of me, but I'm using the mic, so hopefully you're not being bothered, right? All right, so that's that. Now, the other end of it is like, as a wholesaler, you need buyers lined up for the properties that you're putting under contract, okay? Because, again, you're typically putting them under contract, and that means you're saying, I want to buy this property, or somebody in my network, in my private investor network, will buy this property, and you will have time. Every contract has a term on it. They call it term. Like, after a while, your contract is not going to be valid anymore. So you want to be very quick about it. So if you want to be very quick about it, you want to maintain an ever-growing list of potential buyers, okay? And this is the part where I don't understand where a guru would try to advise you against building a list. I don't quite understand it, but they do anyway. Some of them claim, oh yeah, if the deal is that good. But here's the thing, in real life, nothing is perfect, okay? And deals can be good to you and not good to the next person. And I'll tell you right now, most quote-unquote cash buyers will look at the kind of deals I do and will say, this is not a deal. But there's a person on the market right now, they're looking for a property, and they're looking to buy their first rental property, looking to buy their first home, and they will be happy with a $20,000, $30,000 discount, a wholesale price of a property that they fall in love with, okay? So your buyers can come from anywhere is the point I'm trying to make. And don't get intimidated by cash buyers that will say, hey, that's not a deal, right? If it's a deal, you should be able to find a buyer. Well, nothing is perfect in life, okay? So sometimes you being having the ability to make a deal out of something that will seemingly not be a deal is part of how you win in the game. You got to step outside of the box sometimes and think of things outside of the box. Because if you don't do that, you're focusing on deals that everybody else is focused on, right? So everybody's looking for the ARV 65% minus repair cost. That's cute and all. But when it comes to the real deal, when you get on the streets of doing this business, sometimes the rules can change. Sometimes you make up your own rules, right? As long as you're doing it legally, right, then it's all good and dandy. Like I said, you're always in the game to create a win-win-win scenario for everybody. So that's your goal anyway, okay? So sometimes you have to think outside of the box. Sometimes you have to create a solution. You are a creative investor. You're not just some random investor who looks for deals that already make sense. If you are waiting for deals that already make sense, everybody would get to it before you. Chances are, right? But if you know how to create deals, right? If you get creative and create deals, sometimes when it may seem like there's no deal there, then you're truly in the game and you will win this game faster than anybody else. And it's a heart and a science. There's a heart to it and there's a science to it. But the first part of the science that's telling you right now is that never shut down any deals. If somebody is still willing to talk to you, then there may be a deal in there somewhere, right? So I've had situations where I got to a closing and, you know, the homeowner is owing a lot of money on the property. There's no way we're going to work out a deal with any money because they have to pay all those bills, property taxes, PSC&G bills, power bills, electric bills, water bills, and things like that. That kind of like wiped out all the profit. But we made it happen. We got creative. We came up with solutions, some of them involving writing a note, creating a promissory note, and things like that. And we were able to work from this deal with our dignity, helping the homeowner. And a few weeks down the line, we received a $5,000 check in the mail when the property was successfully flipped over to another end buyer. Is that going to happen exactly the way I just told you all the time? Again, like I said, it's a heart and a science. Sometimes there's a certain part of this business that your experience is all that's going to bring it out. Okay. And so that's what I'm going to tell you right now. Let's get back to the topic. Is list building necessary? Is it needed in wholesaling houses? Yes, especially on the cash buyer end. Not cash buyer, sorry, on the buyer's end. Okay. I don't care if it's cash buyer or mortgage buyer or private funds buyer, hard money buyer. Buyer is buyer. They're all cash. Okay. So from the standpoint of, you know, on the other end of the deal, so you're picking up a property from a motivated seller, you're getting the property on your name, your LLC, you're flipping it, and you're flipping it to an end buyer. You need to build a list of potential end buyers, people looking for wholesale deals in real estate, okay? You need to build a list of such people. If you wait for the people at your local REA location and things like that before you can build, you're going to have a serious problem, okay? You're going to have a serious problem because it's not always going to fly like that. Most of them are time wasters. They're not going to buy your deal. There's a bigger market out here that are not necessarily in a real estate association club meeting. There's a lot of people out there that are willing to buy a property for $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 discount, and you can bring such deals to the table. Well, you need to build their list first. I'm going to talk about how you should build their list. Motivated seller, that list exists already. You can find, you can pay money to companies like Red X. You can pay money to companies like RedX.com. I think it's the RedX.com, preforeclosures.com, foreclosures.com, RealtyTrack.com. These are all resources that you can Google and you can find a list of preforeclosures that you can mail to and you can market to from time to time. So when you now pick up this property, you put them under contract and people call you. By the way, how you should get these people calling you and how you can build a list on that end, I covered it in another email, or sorry, in another video newsletter. That video is called the three C's, right? I covered that in details in the three C's of real estate wholesaling. But on the buyer's end, it's really, really where you need to build a list of ever-growing list, okay? You need to build a list everywhere, but you need to build a list of all the personnel that will be engaged, all the people that will be engaged in a typical transaction. Again, you have a seller, motivated seller, and you have a buyer. A buyer, it's not an event that's happening in their life. It just needs to be the right deal. It needs to appeal to them. They need to fall in love with your deal, and then they'll buy from you. Now, they need to know, like, and trust you, okay, before they can do business with you. People typically need to feel like they know, like, and trust you to do business with you. How can you reverse engineer that process? And again, all of that is in the three C's. And I'm going to cover the three C's a little bit here, just a little bit. But if you really want to learn how it works, you want to search for Ola Talks Abi Togun, three C's of real estate wholesaling. You want to search for that and see the process. I explain the process in details on how that works in a real estate wholesaling business. Okay, so, but I have a question that came in, funny enough, and I need to read that and then answer this question adequately from that standpoint. Question goes, hey Ola, so I'm getting really good at securing an appointment and putting houses under contract. So when you send mailings to a pre-foreclosure list or a divorce list or any of this list, expired list, they call you, say, hey, I'm looking to sell my property. You set an appointment, right? So this person is saying they're very good at securing an appointment. He says, I get a house under contract at least once every 2 to 3 weeks now. Congratulations, that's a big deal, right? I'm not equipped properly to buy these houses by myself yet. Well, that's the whole point of being a wholesaler. You're not necessarily going to be buying the house. Someone in your private real estate investors network will be buying this property, quote unquote, right? My credit is not there, and I need to load up on cash in the bank. Good point. That's why I've chosen to focus on wholesaling houses. As a matter of fact, I advise everybody. This is my advice, okay? And I was just having a conversation with my brother about that. You need to make sure you save at least $100,000 in cash, liquid cash, before you start jumping around trying to buy properties, okay? Make sure you save at least $100,000 in liquid cash before you buy property for the sole purpose of, I'm not talking about the house you live in, I'm talking about investment purposes. Make sure you have $100,000. Save that kind of money, because if you save that kind of money, you have room for error. If you put a dent, you make a mistake, you spend some money wrongfully, it's still okay because it's $100,000. Maybe you're not down to $96,000, maybe you're down to $90,000, but you're okay. You're not scrambling around looking for ways to feed your family. You need to make sure you have at least $100,000 in the bank before you jump around buying houses on the market. That's just my advice for people, okay? You don't have to obey it. Again, it's not written in stone. It's just a discipline measure to put in place to protect yourself. You could say that's 10 grand for you, 20 grand for anybody of my, like anybody I know in person, that needs to be at least $100,000, because with your lifestyle, if something happens, you're okay, okay? You can pause for 2-3 months and say, hey, let me make sure my family is okay, and you're still good, you can come back in business. So that's a good thing. So it's a good thing that you realize that you need to load up on cash in the bank. All right, so he says, here's my struggle. I'm having a hard time getting serious and cash buyers to pick up these properties. I've tried a few methods sold by gurus, such as researching the county building for LLC buyers and contacting them. Yeah, anytime I hear people talk about that, I just laugh. So essentially, some of the gurus advise people to go into the county houses and start searching for LLC buyers. That means people that exchange deeds with LLC, they're a typical cash buyer. The amount of time you invest in doing that, if you know the value of time, if you have value of time in your world, you will know that it's a complete waste of time, okay? So I always advise against that, like don't engage in such activity. Don't go to the county house digging papers. You don't have to do any of that craziness anymore. There's a ton of services online that will give you a list, existing list. And as far as cash buyers are concerned, who needs cash buyers? We need buyers, period. We need buyers that will close. That's what you need. You need a buyer that will close, not cash buyers. Cash, everything is cash. All this money is cash. Money from the ATM, POS, money in the bank, all that stuff is energy, okay? It's in the bank. It just shows on your bank account. It's not cash. So I don't know. You need to get over that old thing called cash buyers. A buyer is a buyer, qualified buyer. Doesn't matter if it's a mortgage buyer, a hard money lender, as long as they're qualified to buy the deal, okay? So I always tell people, stop worrying about cash buyers or those cash buyers, the ones that come to the investor association. You take their cards, but they never pick up the phone because they're not cash buyers, okay? They're hustlers just like you, all right? So so let's continue here. So it says, I'm having a hard time because you're focusing on the wrong people. I've tried a few methods sold by the gurus, researching LLC. Don't do that, okay? You need to build a list of potential buyers from the internet. We're in the internet age, digital age. It's time for you to leverage that. So it says, most of the cash buyers at my REA are fake cash buyers. See, REA stands for REIA, Real Estate Investors Association. It's good to join those things for networking purposes. You can partner with people. You can collaborate. You can partner with people to do deals. But a lot of people that claim to be cash buyers in those places are not cash buyers, okay? They are people that are typically just going to waste your time, not pick up your phone, because you know, because you don't have any value to bring to the table for them, okay? So, and you would think that the value is to bring them houses, right? But again, many of them are not ready to buy, or they have one or two deals that they're rehabbing and they don't have time for anything else, okay? Again, these are typical hustlers, people that are in the S quadrant of the Robert Kiyosaki equation, if you know what I mean, of the four quadrant, right? So it just seems like they never buy anything. They don't. Most of them don't. Any advice on lining up buyers for these wholesale properties as I anticipate increasing volume with time? Again, congratulations to you if you're pulling out these deals. But what you need to focus on for your end buyer, because now you've gotten the motivated sellers and you've gotten that covered. Now you need to worry about building a list on the cash buyer. The mainstream, okay? So I use a formula called the 3 C's. Again, I have a detailed video on this. It's called the 3 C's of real estate wholesaling. Just Google Olatox Abitogun, the 3 C's of wholesaling. You will find that video, and you want to watch that video and watch it over and over, maybe up to 5, 3, 6, 7, 10 times to get the grasp. But I'm going to explain it in about 1 minute before I round up this video. What we do is we create, capture, and convert. Okay, create, capture, and convert. And that 3C process is designed to reverse engineer people feeling like they know you, like you, and trust you. Not because you cajole them, not because you voodooed them, not because you use magic on them. Yeah, you kind of magic, but because you will bring value to their life. So create, capture, convert. You're creating value. It could be in the form of a video, in the form of a PDF. And it's a video that explains how to purchase a property profitably, how to I had to purchase a rental property. I had to calculate numbers. I had to make sure you're cash flowing on your rental properties. How to flip a deal. How to buy a house wholesale. And you want to put a nice PDF report together or a video. And you want to give this away in exchange for people's contact information, email contact information. And that's how you build your list. And now that email that they're giving you, you're capturing that email. You're capturing their audience. You're capturing their attention. And now you can continue to follow up with them with even more valuable information as related to buying houses wholesale. So you're showing them how to buy houses wholesale. You're not selling them yet. You don't have a property for them, but you're giving them this information on how to do it just in general terms, not from you, but in general terms. So in the signature of your information, in the email, in the video, you watermark, whatever, you label it with your contact information. If they want to make the first move, if they need somebody to walk them through the first one, if they need properties, after you explain how it works, after you've shown them the value in it, in a PDF, in a video, or any of those things, after you've shown them how that's done, and then you can put that together nicely for them, you exchange it with their contact information. How? There's a web page, it's called a lead capture page, and you say, hey, if you give me your email address, I'm going to give you this video. I'm going to give you this PDF that will explain how. And that's how you build your list of potential buyers. And that's an ever-growing list, okay? That's an ever-growing list. You can advertise that information, or you can just release and publish videos like this. If you have a lot of storytelling, or you're learning from the RE/As, a lot of story, you can take them, you can come and transcribe them into your own video. You can create a channel on YouTube. But essentially, you're creating value in the form of articles, free videos, a free PDF. And you're giving it away in exchange for people's contact information. You're capturing their attention. You're capturing that audience. Okay, that's the second C. And when you follow those two C's, the third C is automatic. It's just a matter of people calling you and say, hey, I would like to buy my first rental property. Hey, how? Because you're giving value. So that's conversion. You're converting them to customers. That's how you build your buyers list. That's the best way to build your buyers list. It's the way to build an endless buyers list. People will be asking you, when is your next property? That you have more buyers than available properties. In which case, you can now tap into other people, other wholesalers that may have property, and you can partner with people, and you can connect buyers with properties, even from deals that you did not create, deals that you did not put on the contract. You can connect them with buyers, and you can make money all day long like that. You guys can create a very nice little private real estate investors. Again, if you're not licensed, you're not brokering property. That's not what you're doing. You're not brokering properties, okay? What you're doing is you're flipping properties. You are wholesaling properties. And yes, there's nothing wrong with partnering with other people. And if you're really that concerned, pay $100, $150, $400 and get a license and do this as a realtor too. And you can make money as a person with an equitable interest. As long as you're disclosing, you can make money as an equitable interest. You can also make money as commissions, but you can make money in all type of angles when you run your real estate whole business, real estate wholesale business, with this way. Systematic, right? As opposed to throwing stuff and hoping something sticks. Everybody is your buyer. Treat everybody like your buyer and give out information on how to buy wholesale properties. Build that list and people will refer people to you. People will tell people about you. Before you know it, your hands are full and you have to literally tell yourself, I need to go to bed, because you're excited about the business that's growing, okay? And that's my advice for you. That will keep you busy. That will keep money coming in. And that will keep that pipeline, because you need a pipeline. I don't care what kind of business you're in. When I say you need a pipeline, we're talking about list building. Anybody in sales understand that you need a pipeline. It doesn't make any sense for any guru to tell you don't need to build a list. It makes absolutely no sense. Especially on the cash buyer's end, you need to build a list. You need to continue to build that list. Perpetually growing, because people on those lists are not the only ones that's going to buy from you. As a matter of fact, 100% of them are not going to buy from you. But some of those people on those lists are going to refer people that will continue to buy from you and everything in between. Does that make sense? All right, so if you want more details on the 3Ps, 3Cs and all that stuff and how I do that in my business today, you want to set that up, you want to go to the link on the screen, olatux.com/mastermind. OLATUX.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. Download the PDFs. There's a free class that I'm doing, reserve a seat in the free masterclass as well, and take advantage of it. And make sure, if you like this video and you want to get more videos like this, make sure you subscribe. Click subscribe and make sure you click the bell right next to the subscribe to make sure you get notifications, because I release videos 5 days a week, okay, about this topic. It's I'll have tons of stories to tell you. So what can I tell you? And people are asking questions as well by sending me emails. If you want to send me an email, it's myempirepro@gmail.com. And click share, click like, subscribe. If you have a thought, you have comments, you have arguments, you have whatever you have, I want to know your thoughts. I want to see your questions. I would love to see that. Leave them in the comment box below. I would love to see that, okay? And that's all I have for you. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next video. Peace.